You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the Fan Morning Show. Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
Good morning, Pittsburgh.
And a good morning to everyone out there, and happy Monday. Text us, Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text line, 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder & Associates reminds you to text responsibly. It was not a good Easter Sunday for Mitch Keller, especially when this happened.
And a swing and a deep fly ball to center. Alford turns around. There it goes. A long home run for Ian Happ to dead center. Got a hanging slider that time, and he hits his first home run of the year. The Cubs are up 3-0.
Yeah, Lebo represent. So what happened there, Mr. Mitch?
I mean, every time I've been out there, I've been feeling better mechanically, better just stuff-wise, feeling-wise. So, I mean, obviously it's not the way you want to go, falling behind and everything, but, I mean, I've been feeling really good, and I feel like I'm really close to being really good.
Got it. Now, you know us, a Fan Morning Show. It's not going to be a referendum on every single Pirate game. You can't do that 162 times. But there are some different talking points that happen just about every night that you do get into, or at least a couple times a week. This is one of them with Mitch Keller. Good morning to you. I'm Colin Dunlap. Chris Mack, he'll say hello, right, Chris?
Hi.
There it is. As we move forward, though, with Mitch Keller, this is quizzical, and it's become quizzical, Chris, and I'll tell you why. Mitch Keller yesterday, he goes three innings pitch, two hits, three runs, three earned runs, four walks, strikes out four, but gave up that home run. He can't seem to gain any traction now that Mitch Keller, who have a good one, a semi-good one, and then a bunch of bad ones, and he can't ever find the plate. He's pitched 17 games, 11 home runs, 38 walks. His walks is at like 4.8 per nine innings, which is way too much, and I think he's 2-7, like a 5.94 ERA in his time in Pittsburgh, in his time as a major leaguer. This is quizzical, and I'll tell you why. The people on the Pirates roster this year, and I'm not expecting much from the Pirates. We picked them to lose 102, 103 games or whatever. But they fall into three categories. Guys who might be there whenever they have the semblance of a good team. Guys who have no hope of being here when they have the semblance of a good team, who are just roster fillers right now, like the Phil Evanses of the world or whomever. And then guys who, no matter the circumstances, and I think Brian Reynolds falls into this category, and Mitch Keller definitely falls into this category. No matter the circumstances or the people around them, you expect to be performing well. It doesn't matter what the other factors are. You expect them to be performing well because they're in a sweet spot age-wise, and they are supposed to be good. Keller's one of those people, and you know what? He's doing himself no favors right now. None at all.
He's just he's not good enough yet. And I say yet because there's still, you know, you outlined the numbers of what he's done so far to this point in his major league career. And those numbers are evidence of, if nothing else, the fact that he doesn't have a lot of major league experience. So my and you also made a great point. We can't have a referendum on all 162 games, certainly. Heck, not even all 52 series, whatever they play. Not even every of the 25 or 30 starts that Mitch Keller may make this year. You know, it's going to be a year-long process evaluating what Mitch Keller really is, but this is not the way to start that year-long process. More of what we saw last year, more of what we saw in his major league debut, more of what we've seen from Mitch Keller than good. To be quite honest, those two starts at the end of last season are the only points in time, and even some of those, we still talked about fastball command. Those are the only spots that we've looked at in Mitch Keller's brief time at the major league level where we've gone, ooh, okay, maybe it's in there. The rest of it has been, where is it? Because I can't tell if even a glimpse of what should be in there is in a first round pick. It's just I fear that this is going to just be added up amongst all the other first round pick failures
Second round pick, very high end pick, early, and a guy who was seen as untouchable. That's the thing. He's right there lumped with the first round picks, right?
Yeah, he's the one they've been talking about for how many years now? And what I fear, Colin, is that by the end of this year, we won't know any more about Mitch Keller than we knew going into the year. That's the worst possible scenario. We may know more about Mitch Keller that he's just another guy. We may know more about Mitch Keller that he finally got over the hump and looked like a frontline starter. But if we get to the end of this season and we still don't know what we have in Mitch Keller, that's the biggest
problem. That's exactly it for me. That's exactly it. And it felt to me like he said the same exact thing after every start last year. Look, he just turned 25. I think yesterday was his birthday or the day before, one of the two.
Yeah,
that's right, because he pitched on his birthday. He just turned 25. So I'm not trying to make him out to be 30-some years old, but what you just said hit it for me. What if we go through another 10, another 12, another 15 starts, and we're in this holding pattern with him? Look, the Pirates control this guy until for a long time. I think through like 2026 probably, or 2025, somewhere thereabouts. So it's not like he's going anywhere soon, but he could have gone other places before. He was deemed untouchable by the former leadership group of this franchise. He was looked at as a guy who, even through all the bad times, you're going to have Mitch Keller. Mitch Keller's going to go out there and give you every fifth day, even through these really lean times, as we know we're here because of this rebuild, he's going to give you that hope, or he's at least going to give you some excitement and some entertainment value. Well, what if we get to it becomes, you know, July, and then it becomes September, and we go, what did we learn about Mitch Keller? That's a big fear for me. It's a huge fear because they can't just keep holding on and hope that he gets it one day.
No, this year, if this year is about anything, it's about figuring out what you have, right? Which of these guys, I keep framing it in this way, which of these guys is going to be a part of your next contending team?
He's James Conner of the Pirates.
It's one way. That's one analogy that isn't terribly far off. Ke'Bryan Hayes, we know, is going to be a part of this team the next time it contends. It just is, unless things go terribly, terribly sideways, right? Mitch Keller is supposed to be the guy that's going to be at the top of, if not one of the top two starters in your rotation when you're a contending team again. I've lost all confidence in that. When you ask me who's the frontline starter on this team the next time they're a contending team, I point down towards Nashville and say either a guy named Kumar or a guy named Jack.
I'm with you.
Because I've lost all confidence. Now, look, this is his opportunity, his 25 or 30 starts this year, whatever he gets, to prove all of us wrong that think he's just going to end up being just another guy. But a start like yesterday's doesn't push that in the right direction.
I'm with you, because it looked the same as all the other ones. Mm-hmm. By the way, Fan Morning Show brought to you by Matt Mertz Plumbing, Pittsburgh's leader in trenchless sewer repair. Hopefully you stayed up on Saturday night, because what you saw from Jalen Suggs and what you saw from Gonzaga in that basketball game against UCLA, instant, absolute classic. In that basketball game, it was worth staying up. You probably didn't have much to do anyway. Wake up Saturday morning, eat some eggs, do all that, see, make sure the Easter Bunny's already in the house and out of the house. Hopefully you stayed up, and then if you didn't, if you missed something, I want to play coming up next, and maybe this is the first time you're hearing it. If not, if it's a second, if it's a third, it never gets old. The grace that someone showed in a loss from UCLA, it just floored me. It's one of these times in sports where you go, that guy gets it. That guy gets it, and it wasn't the winner. We'll play that for you coming up next.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.